Hi, this is Greg LeMond. Welcome to the VeloCast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the VeloCast Advent Calendar. Across 25 days, we'll be selecting highlights, lowlights, and assorted points of interest from the always weird and occasionally wonderful 2020 pro cycling season. So to door number 14, there are many 2020 images of cycling that will linger long in the memory. Some of these I'm sure we've already covered in this Advent calendar series. One that's definitely vying for most iconic involves a camera panning across a ridge in the Emilia-Romagna region of Northern Italy and Anna van der Breggen.
Yeah, and it was better than the one of Julian Alaphilippe. Alaphilippe's one's got all the coverage, but the shot of Anna van der Breggen on that ridge, just astonishing. It was a dream, an absolute dream of a world championship for Anna van der Breggen. Started with the individual time trial. She's won this in the past, but there's a real force in the sport coming through in young Chloe Dygert. So Dygert comes in as hot favourite. Van der Breggen starts reasonably conservatively. Marlon Russer of Switzerland is in second place at the first intermediate behind Chloe Dygert, and Anna van der Breggen's 10 seconds further back at 36 seconds. And everything looks to be going to plan. You've got a really solid podium forming out on the road. Anna van der Breggen's looking for a silver or a bronze medal because Russer's riding really well. But Chloe Dygert is just, I mean, she's just smashing it. She is in the zone, not looking quite as comfortable as we've seen her, you know, last year, for example, but certainly, you know, very, very fast. And then comes that corner where it goes wrong. She misses the padding they'd put out because actually everything goes wrong slightly later in the corner, I think, than anybody expected if there was going to be a problem there. Slides along the Armco, putting a massive slice into her quadriceps. I mean, horrible, horrible thing where being young and without any sense of, you know, the fact I've got to keep my dinner down, she's posting pictures of this slash on social media and all sorts of stuff. And for a while we were worried. You know, it was one of those situations where it looked such a bad crash, you have no idea the consequences. And they were severe, but, you know, not as severe as they could have been, so we can be thankful for that. But meanwhile, up front, Anna van der Breggen is rock solid on the bike. Difficult course to pace, but she is just like a metronome. Marlon Russer's riding well. Ellen van Dijk, fantastic time trialist, you know, very, very experienced, is riding well. But van der Breggen just keeps the pressure on, overhauls the slight deficit she'd had in Marlon Russer, and goes to take the victory by 15 seconds over Russer and 31 over Ellen van Dijk. So that's the first bit done. And that was great. I mean, I know you don't like time trialing, but I thoroughly enjoyed watching the time trial once we knew that Chloe's injury wasn't, you know, really, really serious. But then there was the road race, and it was good for me because, again, it showed us that if you take the time to watch it, women's racing is every bit as exciting as the men's. It was a cracking race.
I'm glad you got through all that mentioning Chloe Dygert and social media and not reverting to what would be the obvious talk of Chloe Dygert on social media. So well done there. Yes, you're absolutely right. For me, the iconic image from the Worlds isn't of Julian Alaphilippe, although I hugely, hugely enjoyed seeing Alaphilippe become world champion. But the fact that we had a double world champion winner in the shape of Anna van der Breggen, both in the time trial, which, as you say, she's won before, but to double up in the road race as well. And that panning shot across the ridge is the one that will stick with me. Of Anna van der Breggen, not so much Julian Alaphilippe for exactly that reason.
No, absolutely. And I mean, what really put the icing on the cake was the style with which she did it. You had some strong people away. Anna van der Breggen, Cecilia Ludwig, Longa Borghini, Leanne Lippert, Marianne Vos was in the mix in the end. But of course, the hot favourite for everybody was Annemiek van Vleuten. There were some other people in form. And when the break formed, it was all the usual suspects. And you had that feeling of inevitability that Annemiek, riding, remember, with an injury, was still strong enough to win. But 42 kilometres from the finish, Anna van der Breggen goes over the top of a Van Vleuten attack. They never saw her again. Crests the climb maybe, 13, 14 seconds ahead, puts the head down and shows the form that she'd shown us in the time trial to stay away. Behind there's a bit of disorganisation, the whole thing comes together, but the countries don't get organised. There's some strong riding from Lizzie Banks in the service of Lizzie Deignan and young Anna Shankly, who's only 19, performing really, really well. But the gap just kept growing. In the end, Van der Breggen crossed the line alone, 120 ahead of a small group with Van Vleuten, Longo Borghini, then a wee bit further back, Marianne Vos, Leanne Lippert, Lizzie Deignan, Cassian Nieuwveer-Doma. So, you know, she's up against the absolute cream of the sport, clearly in good form. You know, they're all really racing well. But she was so strong, she took it in the best style, alone and with enough time to have a picnic set up before the others crossed the line.
Another thing that you touch on simply in reading a few names there is the strength of that Dutch team. It's always a strong Dutch team that comes to the Worlds for the women, but it seems like when you read it, you think, how can they not win a World Championships with that class of rider? Again, as you say, Anna van der Breggen, as strange as this may seem, wasn't actually the favourite out of the Dutch women, never mind the rest of the field, to take the win.
Yeah. I mean, any of the Dutch team would be leader of any national team other than the Dutch one, wouldn't they? With the possible exception of the Italians, because Elisa Longo Borghini was magnificent this year. Can we have Cecilie Uttrup-Ludwig win something really big really soon, though? Because she is such a credit to her sponsors and such a credit to the sport. She races like an absolute demon. I mean, she's just got all of the tactical sense that she needs. Just sometimes her legs let her down a wee bit. And in terms of personality, she is just a real asset to the sport. She needs to win something big because she keeps turning up at the front of these races. Her time's going to come. But what a double for Anna van der Breggen. Just wonderful. And for me, the two favourite races of the entire world, I've got to say, those two women's races were the best races of the week for me. You just have to approach women's racing with an open mind and enjoy what you see. Don't go in thinking it's something lesser or you don't know the riders. Just get involved, watch it. It's fantastic.
Join us again tomorrow as we open another pro cycling door. And if you're enjoying our cycling advent calendar selections, please consider subscribing to all our content at velocast.cc.